With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As a kid in school, it was probably no picnic for novelist Larry Why Woody, whose last name must have confounded his teachers and classmates.
The common response is, Why Woody? And when I was a young man, of course, my answer was because she was willing.
Spelled W-O-Y-W-O-D-E, Why Woody is a Slavic name, although his ancestors came from Alsace-Lorraine. Larry Why Woody's sensitive, skillfully crafted novels have won him accolades and a growing following. He's best known for Beyond the Bedroom Wall, the story of a rural North Dakota family. His latest book, Born Brothers, is an extension of that story. Larry Why Woody was born in North Dakota in 1941, where his father was a high school administrator.
I came across a book in which he had interleaved several of my letters. That he would preserve them encouraged me.
At the same time, Why Woody's father was skeptical of his son's stated intention to write for a living.
I remember my father saying, like every other parent has said, I'm sure, through the course of history, why don't you get a job and then write.
Larry Why Woody admits Born Brothers traces his own childhood and relationship with an older brother in many ways.
Certain parallels and certain events in my life, that's for sure, that I've included in this book to say that that's autobiographical and it means this poor fellow doesn't have an imagination is not quite the way to look at it.
Larry Why Woody discarded hundreds of pages of Born Brothers as he rewrote. It's still a big book with more than 600 pages of passionate, near flawless prose. Now a Penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. New York was Mecca for aspiring novelist Larry Why Woody in the 1960s. As a student at the University of Illinois, Why Woody had met New Yorker editor William Maxwell.
He asked to see some of the things I had written. I showed him those, and they were the sort of thing that some young people were writing then, and I'm afraid quite a few are writing now.
Experimental prose, not directly concerned with real people and real lives. So now, living in New York, Larry Why Woody decided to write something more personal, a story about his older brother.
I showed a piece of it to William Maxwell, and he felt now this was getting more onto the course of where he felt my material would lie.
That was 20 years ago, but that short story was the basis for Larry Why Woody's magnificent new novel, Born Brothers. Long before Born Brothers, Why Woody wrote a highly acclaimed first novel called What I'm Going to Do, I Think.
I was one of the disaffected, semi-disabled youth of the 60s, and I was wanting to examine some of the reasons for that disaffection of those who were and were not going to Vietnam.
Why Woody's novel, Beyond the Bedroom Wall, traces the history of a North Dakota family. That same family appears in Born Brothers. The book depicts vivid images of a childhood, and Why Woody says there's a reason for that.
The first 4 or 5 years of life are the most important. They leave their imprint. They are unerasable.
One of America's most gifted writers, Larry Why Woody, author of Born Brothers, now a Penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.